Okay, so Angela, we're in the car.
Onto the current traffic.
It's 4:29.
Andrew's on Friday. Right there. Can you just talk to her?
We're approaching the intersection of North and South Lake.
On Friday evening, my family and I hopped into the car and joined the grassroots organized effort to emulate the traffic study that was conducted to show the impact of traffic that a proposed Chick-fil-A may have on Hoosick Road. Chick-fil-A plans to open a store in Brunswick, and the added traffic is a concern for many.
Why is there a flag sticking out of the window?
We've been backed up now.
Look it, there's a flag
like 10 minutes trying to get to this place. Bumper to bumper, I guess. Oh, just missed the light again. That car made it right in the middle of the intersection.
When we finally got to the Walmart parking lot in Brunswick, organizers were directing traffic to line up into three rows.
Hi, you can go to the stop sign to a hairpin turn. This is grassroots at its finest.
It is. It's really awesome.
Thank you for coming out. Yeah. Oh, hey, you. If you want to just follow that car, we're going to wait till everybody's lined up to pull out.
My name's Leland. Last name's Armsby. Been in, up and down this corridor for almost 60 years, and I remember when all this was beautiful farmland way back when, but, you know, you can't turn that time back, unfortunately. It's just we have enough retail space. We don't need any more.
Yeah.
So, well, we did a simulation to see. We have a traffic report with some retail space that's supposed to come in to the Hoosick Street corridor again, and it is just so congested as it is now. They're saying it's going to add 100-plus cars to the traffic flow. I just turned off of 15th Street for this simulation, and it took me 28 minutes to get up Hoosick Street to Walmart. It's a little bit just overbuilt at this point, and people are just overflowing into the side streets and communities through the park, beautiful Freer Park, you know? So I think not only is it a situation that could become dangerous, it's just way overdone, you know? Even the GPS... If you're trying to map something, it pushes you off the corridor of Hoosick Street because they know it's going to add 30 minutes to your trip. It's got to stop. I mean, there's enough commercial space here to offset our taxes in the town of Brunswick. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. So you have an orange flag. What does it represent?
Well, we've got all our flags here. It's just to show what kind of congestion we're going to see. This isn't even at peak hours is what they're saying. So we just figured we would kind of identify ourselves with the rest of the traffic. So as people are coming through, you know, we had a few heads turned. They probably thought I had something on the car here I shouldn't have, but yeah. But
wow, this is more cars than I expected.
I think you too. Can I come out of the car and talk to you for a minute?
So I got out of the car and interviewed Jennifer Mann. She was helping direct traffic and was seeing many familiar faces.
We are here to try to get some attention on the fact that a Chick-fil-A is just not the right thing for our town at this time with the current traffic problems we already have.
Describe what you see in front of your eyes with the sea of cars that have gathered here as a grassroots effort to simulate what?
We foiled Chick-fil-A's traffic study that they did to show their projections of how many cars would be on the road if they built their new store on Hoosick Road. And we tried to simulate that as best we can with people going in both directions to be as, you know, as faithful to their numbers as we could. So we have approximately 90 cars that are here going either up or down Hoosick Street and then convened here in the Walmart parking lot to show just the volume of cars that are, this is new trips that will be generated by a Chick-fil-A. This is not just the traffic that's going to be stopping incidentally on the side to grab dinner. These are new trips. 96 new cars are expected to be on the road during the evening commute because of that Chick-fil-A.
And is the Chick-fil-A a done deal?
It is not yet. It's going through the planning board and the zoning board. It is not officially okayed yet. And we're trying to do this hopefully in time before it would be. And we're hoping to make a difference.
And what are you finding? I know today was like seemingly a little bit lighter for people, but I talked to a few people that said it took them over 30 minutes from 15th Street to this Walmart parking lot. What are people reporting from their personal stories as you greet them here today?
So I am pretty sure this is still going to be a traffic nightmare.
So now there's three lanes of cars waiting to go. They're starting to move. What do people do now after they've gathered here?
We're just having them go home at this point. They're dispersing. We just wanted to get them all together, have them go up and down the road to show this is what 96 additional cars looks like. And now they're just going to head home.
Great. Is there anything I didn't ask you that you want to say?
One thing that I think is really important to note is that Chick-fil-A is building a 5,300 square foot store on Central Ave, and that is the same size they are building here on Hoosick Road. We are not Central Ave. We are a much smaller area, and that is just not an appropriate size store for this area, and that's just going to generate an insane amount of traffic, and it's just not the right thing for us.
Could you tell me about where they're going to install build their store and what they're going to do to build it?
Yes, they are going where McChesney Avenue comes in between Walmart and Price Chopper Plazas. Across the street, Chick-fil-A has purchased three or four homes. They're going to tear them down and build a nearly 5,300 square foot Chick-fil-A, about 2,500 square foot Chipotle, and a retail space that is supposed to be a mattress store, and I'm not sure how big that's going to be.
And if someone hears this radio piece, is there a way that they could tap into the grassroots effort of organizing, or are there next steps that to know about?
I would say just to come to the Brunswick Town Council meetings. They are the second Thursday of every month at 7 p.m. at the Brunswick Town Office. And even if you're not a resident, you can come and voice your concern, because this is going to impact residents of Troy, Pittstown, towns all around us. And so you should have a say as well. Yeah, pack it in. Okay. Pack it in. Okay, so maybe we do need to make another lane, but I don't know how we're going to do that.
All right, so everybody is at Walgreens? I think so, yeah. Everybody in this line is going to go, and then this line will start. And we're just asking people to go down to like North Lake, and then you can go home. You're free.
Thank you.
Thank you.
After waiting in line with the rest of the cars lined up, we finally left, driving back down Hoosick Road in Friday night rush hour traffic toward Troy.
Thank you.
That was so long.
Was it? Did it feel long? Wait till you get the trip home.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
It took us about 30 minutes to get home. There are already Chick-fil-A restaurants operating in Clifton Park, North Greenbush, and at the Albany International Airport. Chick-fil-A restaurants are also proposed for Central Ave in Albany and in Latham. For the Hudson Mohawk Magazine, this is EP, or Elizabeth Press, with Angela and Sylvan and Emperor.